Dear friends, let us pray together this prayer which Our Lady gave us in Amsterdam, a prayer which she said herself, through this prayer, the Lady will save the world. I repeat this promise once more. You do not know how great and how important this prayer is before God. He will hear His mother as she wants to be your advocate. And we pray this prayer, and it goes with this image. This is how Our Lady appears in Amsterdam, and she gave us this prayer, which she called her prayer. It's a prayer of love. It's a prayer of peace. And this is what we need in our hearts the most in this time. She said, through this prayer, I will save the world from a great catastrophe. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. And may the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen. We have just heard this beautiful gospel where Jesus healed this man who was blind from birth. But this gospel has a lot more to do with conversion than it does with healing. While this man's eyes were healed and he saw Jesus for the first time, and he saw light for the first time because he was blind since birth, the most beautiful thing that happened in this gospel was his conversion. Because he didn't just see the light of Jesus in front of him, but Jesus enlightened his heart and his soul. And this was a great conversion that we read today. Because often we hear people talking about, since my conversion, or I was converted in Medjugorje or in Fatima, or I was converted when I became sick, I had my conversion, just like many saints became converted, had their conversion when they were sick. But the most beautiful conversion which we can speak about is our daily conversion. That's the most powerful conversion, because every day we need to renew and deepen our love for God. And this is what we need the most in this very difficult time for the world. We must not lose heart, dear friends. We must not allow these circumstances to make us sad or to make us lose heart. We should do the opposite. We should use this time now to fall deeper and deeper in love with Jesus and Our Lady. And that's true conversion. A man called me just a few hours ago on my phone, and he told me he's very sad at the moment because his wife is sick, and he's so disillusioned with this virus that's going in the world. But I said to him, you know, we should turn this fear which we might have, maybe sometimes it leads to anger, we need to turn it into grace. Turn it into an even deeper love for God. And that's conversion. That's the daily conversion which every one of us, beginning with me, is called to do. Beginning with me. I put myself in the first row. That we need to grow deeper and deeper, that when Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, that means when you love God with all of your mind, then you shouldn't have any other thoughts in your head, because God is your mind is only full of God, of divine thoughts. That your heart, when you love God with all your heart, then there is nothing else, only God in your heart. And your family don't lose out, because then you love your family with this divine love. And this is the conversion, the daily conversion which we are called to live. And we don't know how the next weeks and months will pan out. We don't know what is in store for us. But when we have God in our hearts, we should have no fear, zero. Because this is what we need to live, a deeper union with God. And that's our daily conversion. To grow deeper and deeper in love with Jesus and Our Lady. You know, why do I say Our Lady? Because as Don Bosco, this great saint from Italy, said, Our Lady is the fastest, she's the safest, and she's the most beautiful way to Jesus. I know this story from a Slovak priest who was once in a concentration camp. And he heard once that Don Bosco said that if you pray a novena to Our Lady, then she will always answer your prayers. And this priest was stuck in a concentration camp. And think now of at home. You cannot receive Holy Communion, maybe. You cannot maybe go to confession. But this priest, he said, he prayed a novena to Our Lady. Nothing changed. Then he prayed a second novena to Our Lady. Nothing changed. He was still in prison. He still couldn't celebrate Holy Mass. Then he prayed a third novena to Our Lady, just like Don Bosco said. And after the third novena, he said he was so immersed in God that it didn't matter to him how long more he stayed in prison. He was so full of peace in his heart because he was so full of God. And that's the daily conversion. That's what we are all called to do. And that's why we need Our Lady. She helps us to always keep our heads on the heart of Jesus. She takes us to Jesus. She leads us by the hand to Jesus. And that's why she came to Amsterdam, dear friends. She came as a mother. She said, a church without a mother is like a body without a soul. And that's why we need Our Lady. She brings us to Jesus. Our Lady never appeared in Fatima for herself. She never appeared in Lourdes for herself. She appeared in Lourdes, in Fatima, Medjugorje, Amsterdam, in order to bring us to Jesus. You know, the visionaries in Fatima, Jacinta, Francesco, Lucia, they only saw Jesus at the last apparition on the 13th of October. But yet, after the first apparition, they were already willing to do every sacrifice to console Jesus. That Jacinta would say, I love so much to say to Jesus that I love him. I say it so often that I begin to burn in my heart with this love, but I don't burn myself. And this love everyone can have. We can love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. And how do we do it? We go to Our Lady. Because she, when we go to Our Lady, it's like we step into a cathedral, like we step into this beautiful church in Kaiser, Oregon. We step into this church and Our Lady wants to clothe us with her jewels, with her love for Jesus, with her mercy, with her readiness to make sacrifices, to think only of God. That's why we need Our Lady, and that's why she came to Amsterdam and she gave us this beautiful image. Let me read to you some of the promises which Our Lady said that happened through this image and through this prayer. She said, it is given, this prayer is given in order to call down the true spirit upon the world, the spirit of love. Remember, our daily conversion means to love God deeper. You cannot estimate the great value this will have when the true spirit comes upon the world. You do not know what the future has in store. This was 70 years ago, dear friends. Now it's being realized. When we think of our conversion, we need Our Lady. And she told us to pray this prayer, spread this prayer to the people, she said. And she said to us in Amsterdam, she said, I am speaking to those of you who want a miracle. Remember, I said this during the week. It is thought that 65 million people will be infected in America with this virus. But it does not have to happen. Our Lady can stop it in 1 second. We just need to turn back to her, turn back to God. When we convert and get on our knees and pray, this virus will stop. That is a certainty. We only have to look at this blind man in the gospel today. Jesus can heal a blind man from birth because he was God. Then Jesus can stop anything that is in his path. Our Lady said, and now I'm speaking to those who want a miracle. Very well then, I tell them, and we are all looking for a miracle now. Go with great ardor and zeal about this work of redemption and peace, and you will behold the miracle. This work of redemption and peace is the spreading of this image and this prayer through the internet now. Help us with all your means and see to the outspreading, everyone in one's own way. This action is not for one country. This action is for all nations. They all have a right to it. I assure you that the world will change. Dear friends, Our Lady said in Fatima, my immaculate heart will triumph, and it will triumph. She has already won the victory against Satan. If you look at this image, there is no more Satan. There is no more snake on the globe, because it's an image of paradise. But if you look at the sheep on the image, some are looking down, some are looking away, some are sleeping. That is us, dear friends. We need to look back to Jesus at the cross, and there brings us Our Lady. May the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen.
Amen.